Empress Eve is here today, telling you what she's got to say. Empress Eve, Empress Eve, Empress Eve is here today. Hello, peoples. It is your favorite Empress, the Belgian Empress, here again today with another show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you doing? Okay? Especially those people in America who had their Thanksgiving celebrations only recently, yesterday on the 25th, I believe, or 26th, something like that. And it's very telling because I wondered what would be the zeitgeist. I might be an empress with a Belgian accent, but don't mean I can't use words like zeitgeist, you know. I was wondering what the zeitgeist at this time might be for this week. Because it's current affairs, you know. The show is about current affairs and everything like that. And I thought, well, what people thinking about at this time of year tends to be things to do with family and friends. I don't know if this is what one of people would call a controversial opinion. Controversial opinion alert. Controversial opinion alert. Or if it's everyday thinking. But there's this saying that's been going around for many years. And that is, family is everything.
Family is everything.
It was always something that struck me as a very strange thing to say. I never quite understood it. Family is everything.
Very.
So, I have an issue with that. As you know, when something don't make no sense to me, I just have an issue with it. Because I cannot be the only person on the planet who have an issue with that phrase. Family is everything. And I can tell you why. Right? So the first reason I have an issue with that is that most of the people I know have issues. I don't mean just because I know them that they happen to have issues. I mean that human beings have issues, right? And as far as I know, and as far as the psychologists and the psychiatrists and the therapists and the sociologists and so on and so forth have to say, families is where we determine who we are and how we're going to become what we become and all of that. So most of the people I know have issues, as I do. As I do, I am not excluding myself from that. And the issues stem from their family. That's as far as I know. The issues they got, that they're living out now, the things that they're still struggling with, the ways they behave that isn't good for them, that is self-sabotaging and undermining, and all of those kind of things, stem from their experience as children. What they learn at the hands of the parents and the siblings. And the guardians, if they didn't have parents and siblings. And they're still acting all that out now. They could be 22 or 222. They still got something they're acting out from when family was there. So I really, when people say family is everything, like some big Christmas bubble, everything nice and sweet and pleasant all the time. And family is where you go to soothe your soul. And when nobody don't want you. Your family want you. Well, I think we should say that to the teenage children who are homeless on the street. I think we should say that to the gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual children who family abandoned them, who kicked them out the house because they didn't value who these people were naturally. I want to say to all the people that had family members that abused them, whether mentally, emotionally, or sexually, that they may not have the view that family is everything. They may not have this very optimistic view of family life that the media, the movies, the TV programs, and societies in general like to put out there. I don't know if any of you out there ever had a hardship that you couldn't handle on your own, and you turn to your family members and you ask them for help, and if you're lucky, maybe one would offer you help. Maybe three. If you're in a good family, maybe you got two or three members. When you're in a bind, a serious bind, you could go to them. Now, of course, there's a distinction between families that are loving and supportive and relatively healthy, but still have issues. Let's be honest. They usually got roles that everybody's supposed to play and ways they're meant to behave. And they got this idea that mothers are always nurturing and fathers are always the protector. And if everybody in the family agree with that, they all tend to get on, you know? But in those families, if a new child come along or a new member of the family, an in-law or something, come along who want to change the rules of that family, well, it causes all kind of uproar. So even in the best families, there's issues, is my point. And then in the other families that I mentioned earlier, where there's not a lot of love, there's not a lot of forgiveness, there's not a lot of open dialogue, there's not a lot of things that you would imagine a family would have, then I think that does uphold my argument that families may not be everything. Maybe loving yourself is everything. Maybe your families can teach you to love yourself, and maybe they can't, because when you love yourself, you're kinder to yourself. So if your family didn't love you, you could heal from that by loving yourself. If your family love you but they're still crazy, you could accept that by loving yourself. You could love them in turn because you love yourself. That is my theory. That is my hypothesis. That when you love yourself, you could deal with crazy family members, or you could have the good sense to cut off from the particularly crazy ones who don't do nothing but bring you grief. You know, the parents that let you down all the time, or who promised to do this or turn up. When you was a child, they never turn up, and they're always breaking your heart. You know, those kind of members of the family. You could either continue to deal with them, or you could love yourself enough to go, "I love you, is my family. But, you know, probably best not to see too much of you. Have a nice Zoom call twice a year, something like that, to keep yourself sane." Self-love, you know?
So, that's my first point.
I think it's a good point. I'd love to hear what you people think. Remember, you could call in to the show now and give me your response to my theories, my hypotheses about family not being everything. You could do that by going to my site directly, anchor.fm/Eve-and-more. I can put it in the description box, man. And you could come on that site and leave me a voice message, and I will add it to a new show. So that is the first part on the individual level. Family is everything. I don't agree with it. Family is good. When you got a loving family, good for you, good for everybody, for all of we that have that. But if you don't, you don't want to feel bad because your family ain't healthy. Most people's family ain't healthy. Then there's the global idea of the human family. So if your individual family is everything, you tend not to care so much about people outside your family. They come second to your first family. Your first family is your biggest concern. The human family, the global family, tends to be a secondary concern to you, which I now posit that is one of the reasons we as humans do not get along, because we're so busy being identified with we families and we races and we cultures and we genders and we sexualities, and whichever one is the dominant one in the culture of all of that tend to have more power, that we have all these issues. Whereas if we was a human family now, where we know that the crazy country over there that bombing everybody and trying to take over the world, that is crazy Uncle John. Uncle John needs some help and some therapy, We don't need to be listening to him and telling him he's the biggest power. That country over there, that repressing all the females and telling them they don't have no rights and they're not as good as men and all that kind of thing. We refer to that family member over there as Auntie Mabel, who's stuck in she ways. She don't want to move on. She don't want to get with the times. And we don't humor she. We just feed she some food, sit she down in the corner, and tell she to read some book and educate, she said. You know, if we're a human family and we were doing the same thing as we say we do in our individual families, there would be a lot less trouble in the world. We would care for each other a lot more. We would hold ourselves accountable a lot more if it was a human family. We'd be most likely to say we all need psychotherapy. We all need healing. It ain't nobody better than nobody else, like you would in any family when you go to therapy to try and get some help. We would all be honest about our prejudices, the lies we tell ourselves, the lies we tell our family members, the times when we like our children, the times when we don't, the time when we feel like being around families, the time we don't, the time we know we're behaving bad and not giving to the family, and the times when we are. We would all be more honest. It would be a healthier planet. Because it wouldn't just be the human family. It would be animal family. Because we're animals. We come from the same thing. We're mammals, you know. We would be part of nature. The family of nature. You know. We would be united much more and more honest in the way we interact with one another. So I want to tell you people out there, if you had a bad Thanksgiving, because your family members are crazy, or you all have different political opinions, or you don't even understand why you're related, and if you wasn't related, you wouldn't see each other. I ain't gonna tell you, I sympathize, man. Completely sympathize with you. Because we need to tell the truth. Family can be nice, loving, nurturing, supportive. And family can be crazy as all out. And for those of us who have those families, we have to nurture ourselves. As I say, even the ones with the good family, you're too busy out there being a good family, presenting a good friend. I hope you're also dealing with all the stuff in the shadows that nobody likes to talk about, because nobody wants to upset the apple cart. So I'd like to hear you people's views on what I say, on the individual family, and on the human family, the global family, and what we can do to improve it. And get rid of this nonsense about family is everything. Clearly, it is not everything. There's other things in the world just as important. And the only way family is everything is if we all tell the truth about where we still have issues, where we still have shadows, how we are contributing to the mess that the world is in. And if we can't do that, don't lie, man. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to each other. Don't lie to me. Most of all, don't lie to the Beijing Empress. You understand? Okay, people. So, this is me signing out, telling you I love you, and I truly do. I see your faults, I see your flaws, I see your issues, and I love you anyway. And you know why I could do that? Because I see my faults, my flaws, my issues, and I love myself anyway. That's how it works. That's how it works, people. I love you like cut food. Remember to leave a voice message. You could also support me on Patreon. That's patreon.com/EYVE-AnMore. AnMore. Don't forget to like and review the podcast. And I will speak to you soon. Bye.